escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bright light.
Oh, you look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Wait till he dresses up for Halloween.
Oh, we're doing a whole, I'm going to do a whole week of shows.
Wait till I'm Christopher Columbus on Columbus Day and we get the hate.
You ain't going to do that, are you?
I mean, I emcee the parade. What am I supposed to do?
If you want to do it, you go right ahead and do it.
There were no protesters last year.
Well, if you keep that conversation up, there'll be plenty. How do you feel that Tommy DeVito was cut?
Kenny putting the flashlight back in
his bag. Because I have a whole array.
That's the end of this bit.
I have all types of things over here. I'm basically Carrot Top now on the fan.
Bring the chest out that we've got in the back. Has Mitch prepared the chest?
I thought it was weird you brought that giant Q-tip in this morning, but now I get it.
Here come the bobbleheads.
Here's Les.
Be careful. Don't break that.
I'm not going to hurt
get
this
any more
thing.
Of those.
Go to hell. Man, I'm not going to hurt it.
We had a former employee who stole like seven of those out the door. And the best one was the DeSagana Jop Russian stacking doll.
The worst was Kenny brought in his Brett Favre, which for all we know, Brett Favre came and took it. But he brought in his Brett Favre bobblehead, and it got stolen and then sold. For all I know, I bought his bobblehead back for him from eBay, and I don't even realize it. Because I was like, that'll make a great Christmas gift for Kenny. I'll get him a new Brett Favre bobblehead. And for all I know, I probably bought his own bobblehead.
It was the old bobblehead that was stolen.
I probably bought his own bobblehead for him. All right, give me 30 seconds to explain that Kenny Pickett is an Andrew Berry miss.
Oh, boy.
Kenny Pickett was hurt for part of the post or for part of the preseason, correct? Correct, correct.
4 days in.
How many quarterbacks did we start the season with, the preseason with? Man, my eyes. I should not have done that with that flashlight. How many quarterbacks did we start the preseason with?
Do yourself a favor. Don't do the Boomer Esiason voice.
How many?
Can't lose everything.
How many did we start with training camp?
Four.
What was our big complaint? They were taking away. They were taking away reps from everybody. Precious, precious reps. In the grand scheme of things, were those precious reps not better used on Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders? Andrew Berry miss anybody? Would they not be more prepared, better prepared for Saturday's game? Would they not be more prepared, better prepared with every rep counting? Every single rep counting instead of mental reps? Would they not be more prepared, better prepared for the regular season? I dare ask you. So let me say this. Is it an Andrew Berry miss, even though they got a fifth round pick back? Because in the grand scheme, he never played in a game for the Browns.
It
he
is.
Only practiced for the Browns. It's a miss. Champions pose. I didn't even realize it.
It is. Now, is it all their fault?
It's not the reason that
case?
You'd fire him, but
yeah, if he would have been healthy, I could easily make the argument that he'd be starting against Cincinnati. So it's not all Andrew Berry's fault.
A lot of things.
But it also did, and I think most
then it becomes an Andrew Berry miss.
Well, can most recognize that? Because
I could have just kept the fifth round pick, cut DTR, and given those reps to the other two, to the kids.
The four quarterback camp, and I know it was unfortunate, but then they had to bring in another quarterback, and then he ends up getting the 2-minute drill rep, whatever. at the end of that preseason game. It never made sense to me because I felt like you're running this like a college situation where they had simultaneous football fields going. And that's just not the way to evaluate.
It looked like a youth football camp.
Yeah, to evaluate professional quarterbacks, especially when you have three young ones. Yeah, people forget, you know, Kenny Pickett is young. You know, while the two of us don't think he's going to be starting for anybody long-term in the NFL.
Nope.
You know, he's still young, and he was a first-round pick. And yeah, he does have a over 500 record. We think he stinks. But his career is not over.
Tim Tebow's over 500.
That's true. That's true. Bernie Kosar right at 500.
Yeah, but Bernie Kosar was really good at one point.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Heck yeah.
Kenny Pickett didn't fit to wear to wash Bernie's underwear as a quarterback. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
So so you agree with me. This is surprising.
I do think it is. Now, in the end, like...
Am I being ticky-tack?
I do want to say,
it is
like,
ticky-tack. I'll
right
say that.
Right now, and it's easy to say this on August 26th before they've played an actual real game, I am excited for Andrew Berry's rookies. I think it's the first time I can say that. I don't think I've ever been able to say that. So hopefully they actually do. They look like they're an opportunity. They have the chance to contribute right away, too. Because not only they get drafted, they're starting.
Like, yes.
And Harold Fannin might not call him a starter, but he's gonna get a ton of opportunity.
So I'm not trying to be nasty about it, like, but I do think that anybody who, like, I'm trying to poke holes in my own argument here, and it's like, okay, you wanted to kick the tires on it. How many people whose last name was not Pickett or are Pitt fans or work for Pitt football thought that Kenny Pickett could be a franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Did anybody think that? So was he the first name that we did not, was he or was he not the first name that we brought up to trade when we talked about trading quarterbacks?
Yeah.
It was the first name that we brought up to trade. So I can look at it and go, at the end of the year, I hope that we're saying great things about Aiden Huntington and obviously the draft picks and Carson Schlesinger and Mason Graham. And I hope so. But you cannot say that that's not a miss. I think it's not the biggest argument. It's not the biggest knock against him. It's not what you would fire him for, but it is a knock against him. That you'd had reps that went to a guy that you were willing to trade for a fifth-round pick at the end of camp who never suited up for you because of hamstring injuries. And he still practiced with a hamstring injury.
Yes, he did.
So he still took reps away from your pups.
Remember, he got back in with the ones. You know, that was, I remember some of the reporting.
If we find out it was a Kevin Stefanski move, because we don't know who has power on certain things. If we find out it was a Kevin Stefanski move, then it's a Kevin Stefanski miss.
I remember.
I won't know until the end.
I remember after the Carolina week, Zach Jackson was like, well, this is interesting. He's injured, but getting reps with the ones. So I guess next week Pickett's probably going to. And then, you know, he's still out with the injury. So none of it made sense.
216-474-0092. I want to get to something else here in a second, but I want to get to Trent in Fort Worth, Texas. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. Hello, Trent.
Man, I've been missing you guys. I've been busy, but listen, you guys were Shador Sanders to me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A bunch of shows, listen to your other teammates on the station, and I made my cuts, and you guys are it, man. You guys are in. So I'm loyal to you guys now, but let me tell you something.
Thank you, Trent.
Let me tell you something, man. I will say this. You know, I'm from New York. I did some work in Buffalo at a GR 550. And I watch quarterbacks when Buffalo's going through a hard time. But let me tell you something about Shador. I never said he should start the first week. I knew he had work to do. But how funny do people switch up? He had one bad preseason with a third-team line and looked bad. If Dylan, he's going to go through the same thing, guys. He's going to go through the same thing. And my question to you guys is this. First-round picks aren't a guarantee. You have two guys here. I still think Shador could pan out better than Dylan, but Dylan's looking great. But my point, this whole situation was, the whole Pickett trade made me mad.
Shador made you mad?
Because Shador got reps taken from him, and then finally a call up to him. And the only thing I have a problem with Kevin Stefanski was, it's almost like if you put any of those quarterbacks behind what Shador did, and Shador compounded a lot of it on his own, but my gosh, he had no time. And I was like, how is this an evaluation? But Shador's going to be good. Dylan's going to be decent. But let me ask you a question. If you're Dylan Gabriel or Shador, and you know they're, you know, foaming at the mouth for these quarterbacks for next year, are we in the same problem next year?
As far you mean like Shador's here, and then we'll have a new rookie and Dylan Gabriel? I mean, yeah, we're gearing up for that too because, you know, you're going to take a rookie. I don't know who it's going to be. And you're probably going to still have Shador, probably going to still have Dylan Gabriel. So it just starts another conversation all over again. Like, I agree with you. Like, one preseason game doesn't wreck a career, at least for a quarterback, in at least in our situation.
Yeah.
But I also say, all right, you know, what's it say? Like, can I try to look at it glass half full? Now, this is me trying to be rosy here. Okay, yeah. Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, because let's throw the Carolina game in there as well. The rookies played well enough where you could put them 2 and 3 in the depth chart because, hey, Kenny Pickett was the first guy they got. So right. Kenny Pickett was the guy that they intended on starting the season with, and you just traded him yesterday for a fifth-round pick. So that's also a bit of a miss. But if I want to be rosy about it, hey, Dylan played well enough to give them confidence. Shador played well enough to give them something that there's future confidence in, and you got Joe Flacco who looked really good. So that's not it's not all done. It's not all done. I'm not ready to go beat on him yet for it. But, you know, when we talk about these reps here, if reps are so damn important, then, yeah, you gave reps to a guy who nursed a hamstring injury, and then you trade instead of your rookies.
Right, right. And real quick, guys, I've been watching the Sanders on their podcast and stuff since Jackson State. Let me tell you something. Here's where I feel bad for Shador. It's his father, his brother Bucky, mostly. He's the nicest one out of all of them. He's, you know, he may flash his chain and all that. He's young. But as far as, like, bringing stuff onto himself, guys, and people who never watched him who want to chime in and talk about this kid, it's not him. It is so much his father and his brother Bucky. Now, Bucky just posted something now when Shador got cut.
Are you talking about Deion Jr.? Are you talking about Deion Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
right.
He posted something like sue the NFL. It's going to come back on Shador, but Shador has nothing to do with that, but he takes most of the heat of it, you know?
Yeah, because he's the most famous one. Trent, thank you very much for the call. Now, I agree. He's the most famous one of them, of the kids. And Deion's obviously, I mean, he's the patriarch of the family. And Deion said a lot of things, and he's been able to back it all up. He won at Colorado. He won at Jackson State. And in his NFL career, he was able to back everything he said up. He threw water at Tim McCarver. He was still able to back it up.
And
like he's always been able to cash the checks his mouth writes. Now, it might backfire when it comes to the kids, but I don't see him. Deion has not said anything nasty about anything here.
Yeah,
maybe the draft was a little bit, but I'm not sure.
What is it? I've been really curious. Without saying Deion, all right, and without talking about the national media and all their agendas, the grifters that are out there. What is it that you don't like about Shador Sanders? And since he's become a Cleveland Brown, he's been to how many community events? He's shown up to high school football games and seems to be having a great time in doing so. He has been doing workouts all over in the community, right? What is it that you don't like about him? Is it because he wears a chain? I mean, it's 2025. Honestly, like, the phone lines are open. Like, what is it? Because to me, if anything, he has been so quiet. He has not force-fed any kind of nonsense. The stuff has come with him because of his appeal. And I think some of his fan base, I think some of them, like, yeah, they're after us every day, you know, depending on the day. It depends.
I think some of it is. I think some of it is he does have a very, very, very strong fan base, and they are very reactionary to anything that can be even conceived.
Don't hold it against him, though.
But I think they do. I think that people, because they get in these online fights with people, I think they hope for his downfall. I think the other thing is, and I think that a lot of people had to battle this, is that, like it or not, his father changed the way we look at college football. His father changed the way we look at the entire landscape of it. There are guys who grinded it out for 20 years for their shot to be the head coach at a Sun Belt school. And Dion is Dion and went right from a television desk.
Fast track.
To Jackson State, was there for 2 years, got that program humming, and then went to Colorado. And there were a lot of people going, okay, now you're with the big boys and you're one of the bad programs in college football, and then got that thing turned around. I think there's a lot of jealousy with his father when it comes to the world of football, because he was a trash talker when he was young and he was a great player and you couldn't say nothing to the guy. And now he's a trash talker as a head coach and people root for his downfall and you really can't say much to the guy because the standard at Colorado is different. You know, if he would have taken the Florida State job and turned in the year they had last year, maybe people could say something like
that.
Not
good enough.
But Colorado being flat on its ass for most of a decade before he got there, I think a lot of people were kind of expecting a downfall, and then they were surprised and angered that it was a lot better than what we thought it was going to be.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.